From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The executive arm of the European Union is proposing new moves that would strengthen its control over the economic policies of EU member nations. But the European Commission's actions come as tens of thousands of workers across Europe stage demonstrations to protest budget cuts and other austerity moves aimed at shrinking the huge budget deficits now weighing on many European nations. Demonstrators in Madrid have been clashing with security forces there today. That sound from Atlas TV. The demonstrators are gathering for a major rally in Brussels, home base of the EU. John Monks with the European Trade Union Confederation says workers should not bear the brunt of the fallout from risky financial dealings.
We can see that there's a great danger that the workers are going to be paying the price for this, the reckless speculation that took place in financial markets, particularly among some of the banks.
But the spending cuts in Europe are expected to get deeper next year when Germany and some other major economies there begin reducing their debts. President Obama will be making stops in Iowa and Virginia today for more backyard sessions as he tries to rev up enthusiasm among Democratic voters in advance of the elections. NPR's Scott Horsley says the gatherings are aimed at allowing Mr. Obama to interact with voters in a more intimate setting than big campaign rallies.
The president's unscripted exchanges with voters give him a chance to discuss the personal as well as the political. In New Mexico yesterday, Mr. Obama was asked about his Christian faith.
Jesus Christ dying for my sins spoke to the humility we all have to have as human beings, that we're sinful and we're flawed and we make mistakes.
A recent Pew poll found many Americans hold mistaken beliefs about the president's faith. Mr. Obama said his upbringing was not very religious, so he became a Christian by choice. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
The candidates for governor of California have clashed over how to deal with that state's budget problems and boost its sagging economy. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports on the first face-to-face debate between Republican nominee Meg Whitman and her Democratic opponent, California Attorney General Jerry Brown.
Each candidate said they were better prepared to turn the state's dismal finances around. Brown said he built a budget surplus during his two earlier terms as governor in the 70s and 80s.
That surplus didn't drop down, you know, from the tooth fairy. I created that damn thing. I had to veto bills. I had to fight with the legislators.
And Whitman, the former eBay CEO, said the fact she's mostly funding her own campaign will let her stand up to public employee unions on pay raises and pensions.
That independence allows me to go to Sacramento, break glass, change how things are done there.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
A federal appeals court says government funding of embryonic stem cell research can proceed for now until a full appeal on the matter is heard. This is NPR News. The European Union is launching legal action against France over its expulsion of gypsies, also known as Roma, to poorer EU nations. France has defended the expulsions, saying they're part of a wider crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. The U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, is back in Israel today to press for extension of the freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank. The freeze expired over the weekend, and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is deciding how to respond. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll meet with Abbas at a summit in Paris next month in an effort to keep the peace process from coming to a halt. Russia's security forces have reportedly killed 10 suspected rebels in clashes in Dagestan, the region that adjoins Chechnya. Jessica Gallagher in Moscow says there's ongoing fighting between security forces and rebels there.
Russian special forces say they began two operations against groups of terrorists and saboteurs on the outskirts of the regional capital of Dagestan. Russian officials have been struggling to combat near-daily attacks on officials and police in the northern Caucasus region after two separatist wars with Chechnya. Many analysts describe the violence there as a civil war between the Kremlin-backed administrations of the region and Islamist militants. Opponents blame the unrest on what they describe as the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent in the region. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
NATO says an airstrike in eastern Afghanistan has killed a senior al-Qaeda commander there. And in Pakistan, security officials are looking into reports that a suspected U.S. missile strike has killed a senior al-Qaeda commander in that country. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support